Okay. We're in this Siv Dalet. What is a ma'ainin? And this is very negayah to summer camps. What's a ma'ainin? That's somebody who grabs the eyes. Right? That's a literal translation. Pirish. It's as if he grabs onto people's eyes and closes them. Because what he's doing, he's tricking them. So kiilu chutz. It's as if he's doing wondrous things that are beyond nature. The MS, he doesn't do anything. Really, he's doing it with what do you call it? Sleight of hand, right? And he's deceiving them. The guys that are there to entertain, but the chasnas, they are over on a love. If you ask them to do it or you command them to do it, you're over lifnei iver. Somebody who has the ability to say don't do this is mechuyev to do this. Kol shekain sha'asru l'staka. Kol shekain that it's off them and to watch it. Avol im nachri. But if a guy does it, then it's mutter. So that's the question. So now, how do you ever have a Jewish guy doing a magic show? Right. So basically, I don't remember if it's Ramosha that says this. But basically, what the Pais can say to do, as long as the magician announces it before the show that this is all not true, so then the Pais can say that it's okay. That's for
He has
sure
to
has to
say
be done.
it's not true, and he's just saying that what I'm
He has
doing
to say that we're doing
is not magic.
it's not what?
It's not magic.
Not magic, whatever, whatever. It's just not real.
I'm
Whatever.
saying I feel like children still fall for it.
If that's the case, then you shouldn't do it.
I'm saying I've seen it done in schools. I see kids fall for it. That's
Yeah,
the
I'd
whole
say,
point
listen,
of doing it. The whole
I also fall for it, but I have no idea how the guy did it, but I understand that it's not.
You understand because you're an adult, but I'm saying kids in school, they would still feel like, oh, this is magic.
I'm still the same.
I mean, who doesn't want to believe it's real magic? Much cooler that way.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It sounds like the Isor is to deceive. Is it deceiving
No,
to
I don't know if it
just
says it. I don't know if it's there to deceive. It's there to, it says,
pain?
it looks like he's doing things that are beyond nature. That's the lotion of the kitzer.
Supernatural, right?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, also, it's also to. Meaning you can't go asking mechashvim. What are mechashvim?
Sorcerer.
Like sorcerers, right? Only if it's a sakonas nefashos. I don't know exactly what that means. What are they going to do? So are they real or are they not real? If they're real, so then what's wrong? Right? If it's legit, if it's not legit, so then why are you going to even with sakonas nefashos? I don't know. Fine. Somehow somebody gets sick from kishuf. It's mutter for him to get healed with a mechashev akum. So you see from the kitzer that there's clearly some sort of legitimacy to this stuff, right?
It's mutter to use this guy as a healer, or it's mutter
That's what
for
it
him
says.
to do his like magic.
What's the difference? Isn't that what he's doing?
I'm thinking if we're using just the doctor who is a sorcerer also, but he's using his like doctor and
No,
sword,
doctor, sir.
like regular healing practices.
Yeah.
I think it says specifically when it comes to Kishif, though. It doesn't say in general. So I think it's pretty safe to say that it's Kishif.
Okay. I think it means Kishuv. Otherwise, I don't see any Chiddush.
Is it even also the way to do kishif to begin with?
Well, that's what it's saying. It's also.
No, I'm saying for a guy, for a Jew, sure, but for a guy, that's not
No,
what I said.
it's not also. That's what's saying.
Yeah, so it's not answer at all for them. It's just answer for us to use them because it looks like we're doing magic, I think, maybe. I don't know. Why is it answer for us to ask them? That's the real question. I mean, it's not answer for them to do it.
Yeah, right. Fair enough.
And it's not answer by not either. So it's not like Shabbos. It's just Isser for you to
Right.
do it. We got to roll our own version, so to speak.
Right, I hear. I'm not sure.
Because
I'm not sure. Okay, seven cool.
it's pretty more powerful. So, what are
Right,
we
right.
doing about?
Yeah, fair enough. Simon Kupchabs, Kosam Zion, Hilas, Kam, as well as a boy test save. And say, Lilim, Asura Bahano. Any Avodah Zarah is also Bahano, Hiva Tashmisha, but Noya Vitikrovta. It, and it's Tashmisha, and it's Noya, and it's Tikrovus. It, meaning anything that's meant to beautify it, anything that they bring to it, meaning that they make a karma to it. And if it gets mixed in, even one in a thousand, the whole mixture is also bahana. It's very strict about this. Avodah Zarah's and anything that is meant to help the Avodah Zarah and its beauties, that does have bittul, meaning meaning what I mean, we just said it doesn't have bittul. What it means is that this is a different bittul. Bittul in Aleph means when, let's say, it falls into another thing so it's never bottle. Here it means that a guy, once he nullifies the Avodah Zarah and says, you know what, we're no longer praying to this thing, so then it becomes mutar. So when he actively does this, then meaning that it's no longer for Avodah Zarah or to even work for Avodah Zarah, so then it becomes mutar. Gimel. So candles that they light in front of the way the Zara, and afterwards they extinguish them. The Tzarech Atzmai, when he does it for himself, currently Yisrael, and then he sells it to Yid Mutar and their Mutar because the Kivan Shekivan, the Tzarech Atzmai, they will be Tulim because he's doing it for himself. If he really held it, still had some sort of holiness, he wouldn't put out the candles for himself. Kamakam Ein Lasses Men Neir Shal Mitzvah, you can't make Neir Shal Mitzvah. Because that's just not nice to do for a mitzvah. Anything of a dezara, afal pishin is batal or mutal lehejit. Even though it's nisbatal, it's mutal lehejit. Also the dvar mitzvah mishum demisi legavaya. It's also the dvar mitzvah because it's disgusting. Dalit hamabushim shaloi shem hakayhanim kishik nusam lebeis. Clothing that kayhanim wear when they're going to the meaning. It doesn't mean kayhanim. It means the priests when they go to their. You know, to the church. That's considered a noi, not noi of Avodah Zarah. They don't need bittul. Meaning, it's just the clothing of a priest. And there are those that do require bittul on the priest's clothing also. Hey, also let's talk about a little bit. This comes up a lot. You got all these people going to Europe, going to Rome, going wherever else. Oh, and they want to go into churches. It's an absurd question. Right, like what's a pshat? Like, why would you? Why, first of all, why would you ever want to go in there? But it's awesome. Don't go. Don't look towards Avodah Zarah. And you have to distance them from your house. And kosher came in atzmei and kosher. You have to distance yourself from the Avodah Zarah. Arba amas, at least 4 amas that you shouldn't walk there. Also, the shmoya klishir or the shalahem, and you can't hear the klishir or to smell. And their reyach. If he hears the klishir, should close his ears. If the smell comes, you have kavana not to benefit from it. If he has a thorn in his feet, or his money gets, he spilled his money in front of a church. She should not bend over to take out the thorn, or to take the money. Because somebody walking by is going to see this guy bending down bowing down to avodah zarah, which is not really what he's doing, but it looks like it. But if you ain't adam raya, and even though nobody else sees me, come welcome us, it's still us. He should sit down or turn his back to it, or the side towards avodah zarah, and afterwards he should take it. In a place that the goy gathers, and they say that the Michael da Avinus also losses with losses Shamimon, you're not allowed to do business there, right? It's the first mission of the Zara. Because then they're going to go thank their God. Ches, also last Kashem Elim, you're not allowed to say the name of idols. Bain Litzarach, whether it's necessary, so wait for me next in this church. Bain Shalay Litzarach, whether it's not even such Litzarach, not a necessary. Don't say the names of other gods. And it's also to cause a guy to even, but there is lifnei even on a guy, so you're not allowed to cause a guy to say the name. Don't, it shouldn't be heard through your mouth. You shouldn't cause this avodah zarah's name to be mentioned. And if, let's say, the guy has to swear to you, you're allowed to let him swear by his God. Shema Chagim Shalem, the names of their holiday, Shem Kishmois Bnei Adam, that are names of people. Right? Ain Chashash Laskirim, there's no Chashash to mention them. Behu, Shalay Yikraim Kemoisha Akam Laskirim, as long as you don't call them the way they say it, Bilashain Chashivas, or the Lashon of Chashivas. Right? So let's say Jesus. So Jesus is a name. Right? The second part, that's already of a disorder. The first part is Jesus. So, but if you say it in the way that they say it, then that's not allowed. Meaning, if you show chashivas to it, what?
I've never heard. I've heard many people name the second name and never the first name.
What? You never heard of Jesus?
I never heard of a guy named Jesus.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to be a sports fan. You get them. You get that. Maybe it changed. Maybe now already they look at it like it is over this, or it could be right. I don't know.
A bunch.
Yeah. Okay. Test. Mutal lefarnes aniyim. You are allowed to be mefarnes aniyim of a guy with a vaker chalem to visit the sick, to look for miseim, and to bury the dead. Ulas bidon, to give a hesped, ulanachem avileim, and to console them. Mishum darkish shalom. It's darkish shalom. It's a very common question. People want to know whether they can give tzedakah to goyim. So the answer is yes, you can. Even though you're not supposed to give things that are free to a guy, but you can do it because you want to keep the peace.
Is it only if they see you giving to a Jew?
What do you mean?
If they never see you giving to a Yid, if the goy never sees you give tzedakah to anybody else, why would you
give it to the goy? I don't know. That I don't know.
Well, I think we're cheap.
Who cares? What? That's not the heter.
Yeah. Anyways.
Can't hear you. You're frozen.